in the Texas Public Radio studios is Troy Peters, the music director and conductor of the Yosef Philharmonic. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. I know you guys rounded out a wonderful season just this last month and are prepping for a new one. And now's the time that one can actually audition for the different ensembles. Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, we're running auditions from June 6th through the 9th at UTSA. People who have students or neighbors or friends who are anywhere from, you know, late elementary school all the way through early college who play an orchestral instrument should consider looking into it. If you go to yosa.org, there's a link there that says Join YOSA, and you can get all the details. We're going to have somewhere between 350 and 400 students who will show up over the course of 4 days and play for us. And we'll invite as many of them as possible to be in one of our five orchestras starting next fall.
This is something that goes from this fall through next spring, and they'll have several programs that they'll be performing on. Tell us a little bit of some of the highlights and the different groups that you think would be appealing.
Well, we always start with the Yosef Philharmonic, our most advanced group. They tend to be the group that's in the public eye the most. And coming up this next year, there will be concerts at the Majestic and at Laurie Auditorium, also at Lila Cockerell Theater for the first time. We're kind of excited to do that. We'll be working with Christopher O'Reilly, the host of From the Top, is going to come and play the Grieg Piano Concerto with us. We're going to do a performance with Tracy Silverman, who's a great electric violinist who used to be a member of the Turtle Island String Quartet and is really plays everything from jazz to John Adams and everything in between. And we're going to be going to Quebec in June of 2014. We'll end our year with a tour to Quebec, playing Montreal, Quebec City, and Sherbrooke. And we'll also slip over the border into Vermont and play in Burlington, Vermont. So that's going to be a fun trip.
Well, the auditions are coming up the 6th through the 9th there at UTSA. There's more information online at yosa.org. The musicians, from the small guys to the older ones, have interaction with symphony musicians. I know there are special opportunities maybe to go to different concerts, to do some fun things. I know you guys do a pop-up orchestra.
Yeah, we've been trying to explore what we call alternative styles, to have our kids kind of pop up playing rock and pop music on an impromptu basis, and that's a really fun thing. We play for the holiday lighting of the river the day after Thanksgiving for the barge parade. And our students at every level have a chance to be a part of not only great musical activities, but also building a community and having a social experience together. So we start our year with retreats where the kids not only rehearse and practice, but also spend the weekend together just having fun. And that's true at every level of the orchestras.
Well, polish up your scales. Take a look at the excerpts there online. And the dates are the 6th through the 9th, right?
Absolutely. And if you hear this after June 9th, or if a student looks at the excerpts and says, I don't think I'm ready, we will hear some auditions in August as well. And so if there are some sections might fill up, but in general, we will have some space available later in the summer. And so if people are coming across this later on, go to yosa.org and see about signing up, because we still might be able to squeeze you in.
All right. Well, good luck listening to all these kids, and we'll have you back. We'll talk about the summer camp soon.
Thanks, John.